Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Tzadi Beis, Pesachim 92, and today's Daf Yomi, we'll start on the bottom line of Tzadi Aleph from the Beis at the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about somebody who is an Oni, that one of their relatives have died, and they're obligated to mourn for them. So then the law is, on the day of their death, they're called an Oni, and they're not allowed to eat from the sacred food. And we learn this from Aaron, that after Nadav and Avihu died, in Leviticus 10, verse 19, it says, V'achalti chatas hayom hayitav b'nei Hashem. Aaron said to Moshe, can I eat from the chatas today? Will be good in the eyes of God. Meaning to say, it's prohibited for me to eat today from the kodshim. And so therefore, we learn from, because he's an onin. And so now the Mishnah explains what will be the law with respect to the eating of the Pesach. So says our Mishnah, Onin Tovel, that a person who is an Onin is required to immerse in the mikvah, not because the Onin is tame, but because they mala asu b'kachim, because they made a elevation by sacred food, that because up until now he was prohibited to eat kachim, sacred food, therefore he's going to have to immerse in the mikvah in order to eat it. And says our Mishnah, and then he can eat the Korban Pesach in the evening. And the Gemara explains on Sadi Chesem and Olive that this is only in a situation where he became an Onin after Chatzos, after noon. But if he became an Onin prior to Chatzos, you don't slaughter the Korban Pesach for him, because since he became an Onin prior to the obligation for the Pesach, therefore he never had the obligation of Pesach upon him. So that is the law, that because biblically speaking, he's not going to be an Onin, he's only an Onin on the day of the death, but the night afterwards, he's only an Onin rabbinically, and so therefore the rabbis allowed him to eat the Pesach, because this is a mitzvah that you have kares for it. The Meiri explains that there are some say that if the body is not yet buried, then on the night of a Ninus, he is also biblically an Onin, and therefore it's going to be also prohibited to him to eat it even that night of Pesach. And then that which they say that tovo va'ochel, that's only when the body has already been buried. So we continue along in our Mishnah, and our Mishnah says of a lo b'kachim, that which we allow him to eat, to be tovo on eating the Pesach that night, that is not the case with respect to kachim, because it's regular sacred fruit, because rabbinically we say he's an onin that night, the dead body has been buried, and the chachamim don't allow him to eat kachim because that's only a positive commandment, it's not a violation of kares, and so therefore the onin could eat the Pesach but not the kachim. Let's say hashomeal meso. Let's say somebody hears that a relative has died, and hears about it, but it was after the fact. Meaning the it wasn't on the day of the death. It's only biblically speaking the day of the death that he's an onin. But the chachamim, rabbis established that rabbinically he's going to be an onin on the day of he hears it. V'hamalakeit lo atzamos, also a person who is gathering up the bones, meaning to say he didn't actually gather up the bones himself, but it was because then he would be tame from touching the dead bones, touching the bones of the dead body. But rather, we're talking about a case that the bones of his relative were gathered up on his behalf. As the Gemara Moi Katan explains, that the Jewish people, they had the practice at first they would bury their bones in soft ground, so that the flesh would quickly disintegrate, and afterwards they would bury the bones next to in like a family grave where it would be in a more secure place, and then and they would move the bones to that spot. So the day that the bones were gathered up, the practice was to observe laws of mourning that day, and so therefore again he's rabbinically an onin and he can't eat kachim. So under those circumstances, again, tovo va'ochel b'kachim. Under those circumstances, he immerses in the mikvah and eats the kachim, because since he's only rabbinically prohibited, therefore the sages did not prohibit him to eat that night. What about the next case of the Mishnah? Gersh and a skyrbar of Pesach. Let's say you have a convert who converts on the eve of Pesach. Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says, under those circumstances, tovel v'ochel es pislo erev. Under those circumstances, as pislo erev, that you immerse it in the mikvah and he can eat the Korban Pesach that night. So this, every time a person converts, he has to immerse in the mikvah. But so the Meiri says this is an additional conversion. Additional immersion. He immerses once he converts, and then he does another immersion that the Chachamim required in order for him to eat kachim. But the Tosfos Yontov says no. This is the regular immersion that every convert does. So Beis Shammai says that under these circumstances, the convert immerses and then he can eat from the Korban Pesach that night. But Beis Hillel says not like that. Beis Hillel says, "Haporishim na arlak, haporishim na kever." No. Beis Hillel says that the convert who gets rid of his foreskin, it's like he touched a grave, meaning to say that he's going to be tummy for 7 days, like anybody who's touched a dead body, because the convert doesn't know where he was beforehand. So we assume that the presumption is that maybe he touched a dead body at some point while he was not Jewish, and so therefore he's not going to be able to eat the Pesach unless he had converted 7 days prior to the conversion. Let's see, prior to Pesach, and he had the water of the Korban Pesach of the red heifer immersed on him, and then he would be purified, and then he could eat from the Korban Pesach that night. So that's what Beis Hillel is saying. Haporishman orla could haporishman akever. So the Belzer Rebbe says as follows. The Belzer Rebbe explains that what's the reason why we have the practice of dipping karpas in salt water on the night of the Seder is because we understand that the reason why we eat the karpas is to remind us of the hard work that we did in Egypt. But why do we dip it in? And so he explains on the basis of the Midrash that when Hashem commanded us to bring the Pesach, a wind came out from Gan Eden, and the tribe of Levi who are already circumcised, they could do the Pesach, but all of the rest of Israel was not circumcised, and so therefore when they smelled this beautiful smell of the Pesach, immediately they came to Moshe and they said, we want to do the Pesach, and Moshe says, "Kol ara lo yochol ba, you're not allowed to eat if you're not circumcised." So they immediately circumcised themselves, and the Gemara, and so therefore it says haporish min ha'arla kaporish min ha'kever, like our Gemara. So they immersed, but where are they immersed? They immersed in the Nile River, and the whole Nile River became dirty from their immersion, and we know that dirty water is like salt water, and so therefore we dip the karpas into the salt water, reminds us of 600,000 Jews who immersed in the Nile River on the night of Pesach.